投资神国，李定武牧师主讲。第五讲，如何对待您的会众。今天的经文记载在彼得前书第五章一到四节。我这座长老做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现至荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。经文读毕。
耶稣在复活后问彼得说，你爱我吗？
Jesus asked Peter after his resurrection, he asked, Peter, do you love me?
彼得回答说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Peter responded to the Lord, you know I love you.
耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
Jesus said, feed my sheep.
彼得一生谨守遵行耶稣的托付。
Peter followed his response with the entrustment, and he kept his promise.
在三十几年后，彼得人生最后的阶段。
After 30 or so years, when he is nearing the end of his life,
我们一起来读彼得前书五章一到四节。
Let us all turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.1-4.
我先用中文读，然后我们再一同用英文来读。
The pastor will read in Chinese first, and I'll follow with an English.
我这座长老做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意招管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
1 Peter 5:1-4. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing. As God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears,You will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
弟兄姐妹，来宾们平安。
Dear brothers and sisters and guests, we welcome you.
恭喜Atlanta华人基督教会西柏堂。
We want to congratulate this church.
今天是一个很大的日子。
This is a great day for this church.
你们的普传道要被安立成牧师。
Your God's messenger, Chris Poole, will be a pastor, a reverend today.
今天我们一同思想一个信息，是使徒彼得给我们的信息。
Today, let us all think about and contemplate Peter's message to us.
如何对待你的会众？
How should one treat one's congregation?
今天这个信息不单单是给普传道的。
Today's message is not only for Pastor Poole.
也是给每一位会众的。
It is also for the members here and the congregation.
让会众们知道一个牧者的责任跟他的身份是什么。
The congregation knows what the pastor's position and what his responsibilities are.
今天彼得的信息也同样的给所有的会众的一个信息。
Today's message is also a message for everybody.
那我们中间每一位会众, 只要是信主耶稣基督为主的,
Those of us who are among the believers here,
你同样的可以做一个小牧人,
you can also be a small or little pastor.
在神放你的周围的圈子里面这些朋友这些人中间你做一个小牧人,
you can be a small, a little pastor among those people who were placed around you by God.
彼得这么说,
Peter says,
在5章2节彼得前书里面说,
Second verse in chapter 5,
勿要牧养在你们中间神的群羊, 按着神旨意照管他们,
Be shepherd of God's flock as God wants you to be.
今天的信息也许我们可以用一句话来代表,
Maybe today there's one sentence we can represent our message today.
按神旨意及托付, 甘心若意牧养羊群的,
That is, if we are willing and able to follow God's will to be a shepherd, then thus we will receive God's glory.
我们今天可以,
Let us think about this message in three facets.
第一个,做牧者的一个人,
First of all, think about it in terms of a perspective of the pastor that he must have a lively spirit to lead the congregation.
我们先看我们今天所读的第一节这边讲到,我这做长老,做基督受苦见证,同享后来所要显现之荣耀的,劝你们中间与我同做长老的人,第5章,第1节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 says, To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who will also share in the glory to be revealed.
在这句彼得的话中间有三点我们可以思想到。
On these first verse, we can see there are three areas.
第一个，我们看到彼得讲他自己是长老，没有讲他自己是使徒。
First of all, we see Peter address himself as an elder.
第二个，我们看到他讲做基督受苦的见证，他是一个基督为基督受苦的见证人。Second
of all, he addressed himself as a witness of Christ's suffering.
第三方面，他讲到要你跟我要同享什么？同享那后来所要显现的荣耀，有一个荣耀，我们中间所有的人要同享。He
also addressed himself as a person who will share, that is sharing with all of us this glory that is coming.
我们首先再来思想这句话,
Let us think about this word.
他为什么不用使徒的身份而用长老的身份来讲?
Why does he not use his position as an apostle, but rather as a elder?
长老这个字在希腊文里面是年纪长的人，是指成熟的人，是指灵性上稳妥的人。
In the Greek, this elder word means a person who is of a certain age, that is mature, and that is stable in his spiritual life.
他没有用使徒的地位，用权柄来讲这句话。
He did not speak to us as if it was he is an apostle with great authority and power.
彼得讲这句话是以一个成熟的灵性的一个人，一个年长的在灵里面稳妥的人来劝告我们今天所有的我们的会众。
Peter addressed us as an elder who is of a certain age, who is mature in his spirit, and he can talk to us among us.
一个牧者不是以他的权柄来带领会众，是他以成熟的灵性来领导会众。
A pastor does not lead because he is authority or powerful person, but rather lead us in a mature spirit.
第二句话在这边讲到受苦的见证。
The second word we see is that he is a witness of Christ's suffering.
他是一个见证人。
He is a witness.
他讲，我讲这句话的时候，我有我受苦的，我有我的经历，我的侍奉成为我的见证。
When I speak of suffering, I also have been through the difficulty and the life suffering, and I have it in my experience.
他讲，我所有侍奉的经历的一个总结是什么？我是一个为主受苦的人。
He served, and the summary of his serving, his attitude is that he has been through suffering.
我得救的时候，有一位姐妹送给我一本书，是中信当时出的《为主受苦》，魏恩波牧师写的这本书。
When I first became a believer, a sister in the group gave me a book. The book is titled "Tortured for Christ" by Richard Warmbrand.
我感谢这位姐妹，因为我从那个一开始走这条属灵道路的时候
，I really gave thanks to this sister because when she gave me this book as a first step in my belief.
我就佩服，我就向往了自己成为一个受苦的人。
I seem to recognize myself as this person who go through the life of suffering for Christ.
让他赐继续不断的恩典给我们中间每一个人，我们在神面前有一颗受苦的心志。
I ask God to give us everybody have a attitude and the mindset of being a sufferer for Christ.
啊，有一次我到西班牙讲道。
One time I went to Spain to preach.
到一个地方叫Saragossa那个地方。
I went to a city called Saragossa.
那聚会在晚上，早上有点时间，这个教会的带领人呢，就带我跟师母到那边有一个很有名的一个教会去看。
The service is in the evening, so in the morning, the person who were hosting us took us to a Catholic church in the city.
远远的，我们停在 parking lot 之后，我们远远就看到有个教会，全是大理石白色的教会，叫做石柱教会 ，Peter Church.
I can see this church way out from yonder when I parked in the parking lot. It is a beautiful, grandiose church, and the church is called the Pillars Church.
二次大战的时候，德军把那个上面很多的炸掉了，又修复起来。
In World War II, the Nazi had bombed the church, but it was restored afterwards.
远远的，我看到在这个屋顶上有一群石雕的石像。
From far away, I can see under the roof line there is carvings of figures.
那每一个人似乎都带了一个武器。
Every one of them seems to be carrying a weapon.
我想这些大概是保护这个教会的这些神。
I thought about these figures are persons to protect the church.
当我这样讲的时候，师母比我聪明一点，他就碰着，但你再仔细看看。
When I thought about this, my wife started. She is much smarter than me, by the way, and she touched my shoulder, says, "You need to look carefully."
我看到有一个人手里面拿个锯子，很长的一个锯子在他面前。
I saw a figure with a very long bow of saw.
我看有一个人拿了一把刀，站在他放在他面前。
I also saw a figure with a big long knife.
我又看到了一个人拿了一个刀的十字架放在他的面前。
I also saw a figure with a upside down cross.
这些哦，我明白了，这些人不是来保护教会的，这些是教会的王牌的受苦的人，寻道的人。
As I glanced carefully, I realized that these.Figures were not protectors of the church, but rather those that were martyred under the church.
那一个拿锯子的人，就是我最喜欢的那以赛亚。
Thus, the one that was carrying this long bow of saw was actually my most revered prophet Isaiah.
那一个拿刀十字架的不就是彼得吗？
The one that carried the reverse cross, wasn't that Peter?
神的教会的骄傲就是从这些为主受苦的见证人所显出来的。
The proud or the boldness of the church are come from these people, the martyrs.
做牧者的不但要以成熟的灵性来带领会众。
So as a pastor, we not only need to be mature in spirit to lead the church.
是以个人受苦的心智来影响会众。
They need to influence the church with a mindset of suffering.
保罗不但在第一节里面讲到长老，讲到受苦的见证，又讲到荣耀，讲到了荣耀，基督将来显现的荣耀。
Not only Peter talks about the suffering, but also talking about the future glory.
在这边讲到同享要显现的荣耀，这是我们每一个信主的人的盼望。
This is an expectation for all. believer.
我想这是普传道的盼望，普师母的盼望，中间每一个长老，每一个弟兄姐妹的盼望，是不是？
That we all should share in the glory. I believe this is also Pastor Paul and Beatrice Paul's desire for everybody.
现在在地上，我们个人受苦，为主受苦。
Today in on this earth we suffer for Christ.
所以你跟我要善用今生。
So that we need to know that we need to better use our life today.
但是彼得在这边讲，今后我们要同享福。
But we also know that Peter said that from now in the future life we shall share.
为什么呢？
In this blessing.
因为我们要一同来在来世里面有一个盼望，同享主耶稣基督的荣耀。
That we should also be inspired to have this expectation of glory to be coming.
我相信我们的普传道跟普师母他们以后会以活泼的灵命来带领会众。
I believe very much so, Pastor Poe and his wife will very much have a lively spirit that he can lead this church.
一个牧者要以生命来影响生命。
The pastor needs to use his life to influence another life.
这是他的侍奉的目标。
This is his goal for God's service.
他要激励并且带领他的会众，用他的灵性来带领。
He not only needs to lead, but also give the experience or as an example for to lead the church.
做牧者的也应当记得加尔文所讲的一句话，八个字的一句话：善用今生，莫。 想 meditating the kingdom 天国。
The pastor should remember Calvin's words, the eight words that talks about how one to use properly his life and to meditate that the future glory.
做牧者的第二个方面还有他的重要的教训在这里。
There is this second teaching, a lesson from the
我们看第二节跟第三节里面。
Let's look at verse 2 and verse 3.
要以尽责的态度来牧养会众。
We need to have an attitude of the utmost devotion to treat the church.
我们以活泼的灵命带领会众，这是应当的。
To be sure, we need to be a lively spirit to lead the church.
但是我们最重要的，我们你跟我要尽上我们的责任来牧养会众。
But secondly, and most of all, we need to have devoted ourselves to the utmost to serve the church.
所以我们看到第二节、第三节这边讲，务要怎么牧养在你们中间的群羊，按照神的旨意。然后呢，我们看到不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。这里面有一句话，不是，不乃是，不是乃是，不是乃是，三次的重复。
We see in the second verse that God desires for us to lead, to be a shepherd, to lead the flock. And in also doing, we see that He wants us to be willing, not forced. In many ways, we see there's several contrasting words and sentences of construct here using not da 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 and da da.
所以在这边，让我们看到这边有一个对句啊。我们看到不是勉强，乃是甘心；不是贪财，乃是乐意；不是狭制，乃是什么？全羊的榜样。Okay.
We can see the construct here as serving as an overseer, not because you must, but because you're willing, and not greedy for money, but eager to serve, and not lording over those people, but being an example to the flock.
前面三种所讲的那个不是，是假牧人。
We think about what they're talking about, the not is because these are the false shepherd.
彼得讲不要做个假牧人。
Peter says, don't be a false shepherd.
勉强而不是甘心乐意的。
That you are forced to do something but not willingly.
乃是指出来，这是才是真的牧人。
Points out that but will also shows us what is a true shepherd.
加尔文在这边解释彼得的话的时候，
Calvin in his explanation of Peter's words,
他在这边讲，第一个不要出于勉强，乃要甘心。
First, that we need not to be forced, but because we're willing.
他指出呢，牧者有三个恶病。
He points out that the pastor often has three ill habits.
第一个, 勉强, 然后要出于甘心, 懒惰,
this first one,
懒散, 容易懒散。
The first one is that we are being forced, the person who is slacking, the pastor may slack off because he is not willing.
第二个, 加尔文的警告说, 彼得在这边讲,不要贪财,乃是要出于乐意。
The second thing that Calvin points out, that Peter was saying that they should not have a desire for gain, but rather to be willing to serve, eager to serve.
加尔文对牧者的要求很高。
Calvin's requirement for a pastor is very high.
他讲第二个对牧者来讲,我这个牧者,我们中间的牧者来讲。
The second point, and this is strictly speaking to
不要贪小便宜。
Strictly speaking to the pastor, do not ask for gain for little gains.
第三个, 彼得在这边讲到,
the third thing that Peter has said,
不要瑕疵, 乃是做榜样, 不要贪权, 不要贪权。
Do not lord over or having controlling power, but rather to being an example.
在这里, 第二节到第三节, 是一个做牧者最重要的责任。The
second verse between the two,
the second and the third verse.
The second and the third verse are the very most important verse for a preacher.
就好像今天我们讲的彼得讲的，好像给我们一个三明治 sandwich， 两片面包中间加一个 beef.
It's like Peter gave us a sandwich. We have two bread and there's
第一片面包是上面的面包是第一节。
The first verse is the bread on top.
那下面一片包是第四节。
And the verse 4 is the last part is the bread underneath.
那最重要的第二节第三节是我们要尽责任是 beef. Where's the beef? 第二节第三节。
Where's the beef? It's in verse 2 and verse 3.
所以在这个第二节里面尽责任是个最重要的，你跟我。
I think in here the second verse to be fully devoted is the most important thing.
尽责任做什么？第二节讲要务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，牧养群羊。
To be devoted fully to what? To the nurture of the sheep.
保罗在这边已经年纪很大了。Peter
at this time he is of a great age, of old age.
那他一直记得当初在约翰福音里面，我们看到主耶稣问他的这三句话。 你爱我吗？你爱我吗？你爱我吗？
Peter at this point still remembers very vividly what Christ had asked him. Lord, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me?
在第二次主耶稣问彼得的时候，你爱我吗？
In the second time when Peter answered when Christ asked, do you love me?
耶稣说，你牧养我的羊，牧养不是喂羊，是牧养。
He said to take care of the sheep.
牧羊跟喂羊不一样。
Here there's a differentiation between the word take care or feed my sheep in this sense than the grazing of the sheep in the first two.
不单单是把食物放在羊的嘴巴里面喂养它。
This is akin to the fact that you put the food in the sheep's mouth to feed to care for them.
而且牧羊带他出去遇到危险的地方，看到牧人怎么保护他，引领、保护、引入羊群，使羊能够长大成熟。
This protection or this take care is not only feeding, but also to protect, but also to lead and guide the sheep.
我很高兴，我们很高兴的时候，神牧团昨天在考试的时候，那普传道讲的，他对门徒训练非常的有兴趣。
Yesterday, during the time of ordination committee evaluating Pastor Paul, he very excitedly talked about disciple training. He wants to do a lot of this and he enjoys that he wishes he can do this all the time.
所以牧养包括了喂养跟保护，跟使他长大成熟。
Nurture not only means we feed, but also to teach and to train, to let him grow, to to nurture them.
尽责任喂养个羊, 好像妈妈一样,
to do this duty as if you were a mom.
尽责任保护神的羊, 使他长大, 作为,
to be a good shepherd, you need to do your utmost to be a nurturing mom.
牧羊也可以讲是一种护理, 牧者保护羊使他长大。
Also, we talk about nurturing to lead the sheep is to protect them and to guide them.
我们看到使徒彼得又讲到第三方面一个牧者所要做到的。We
see the Peter here talk about the third side of what a pastor should be.
也就是讲这个三明治不但上面有一片面包讲到要有活泼的灵命。 下面还有一片面包,要讲到什么?要讲到我们看第四节。
We see in verse 4, this represents the last piece of bread that, that is important for the pastor.
到了牧者、牧长显现的时候,你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
弟兄姐妹们,那个下面那块面包,就是让我们看到要以柔和的爱心来服侍会众。
Dear brothers and sisters, we see that this last piece of bread represents the love, the gentle love that we should have in our spirit to love the congregation.
因为这边彼得讲到第四节的时候,到了牧长显现的时候,
because when he talks about when the chief shepherd appears,
牧长指的那个主任牧师,那个大牧师,那个主耶稣基督。
He's talking about the great chief shepherd that is Christ himself.
等他来的时候,他的爱已经感动了我们这一切。
When he comes, we all know that his love has touched and touched every one of us.
我们都是期望了这个爱我们的牧者,我们的大牧人以后来牧养我们。
We all wish that the great shepherd himself could shepherd us.
J.R. Packer 讲过一句话, 使我非常的感动。
J.R. Packer said something that is very touching.
他讲这句话的时候, 这句话是在我们所出版的一个简明神学, 这本书是跟我们的畅销书, 我不知道外面我们的书摊上有没有。
What he said is in the book that explained the gospel.
他用了一句金句,启示录七章十七节,我念给大家听好吗。He
read from a verse in Revelations chapter
7:17. 不是 7:11, 7:17. 好吧,很容易记。因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们,领他们到生命水的泉源,神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。For
the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to spring of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
我们所等待的是那个爱，我们这个宇宙没有一个爱可以比过这个爱。我们的牧长显现。We
are waiting for this great love from the great shepherd that has this great love, that this love is never any greater than him.
这个牧人要擦干我们一切的眼泪。
The shepherd will wipe away all of our tears.
做牧者的会有眼泪，你知道吗？
You know the pastor also sheds tears.
他的眼泪，他的妻子没有办法替他抹干。
Sometimes his wife cannot help him.
他的父母亲更不能替他抹干。
Nor his parents.
世界上没有一个人可以抹干牧者的眼泪。
There's nobody in this world can wipe away the tears of this.
只有那个爱我们那个大牧人，我们牧人的牧人，来抹干我们一切的眼泪。Only
the one who is the shepherd of the shepherd can wipe away all our.
我告诉普传道以后，他会有脸锐，可能已经有过脸锐。I
told Pastor Paul that there will be tears and even and then.
比芬师母没有办法抹去他的眼泪，可以鼓励他，可以帮助他。
And Beatrice may not have to be able to help and wipe them away.
但是这些眼泪是宝贵的。
But they can help her.
等待，等待，等待。
But these tears are precious tears to wait and wait, waiting.
等待那个大牧人，那个盼望来了。We
can
那个所有爱的终极。
We are waiting for the great shepherd who is the culmination of all love.
他来,
He'll come. He'll come and wipe away all our tears.
还有一个兴奋,
There's a great excitement.
这个J.I.Packer提起,
he mentioned this, I never thought about, J.R. Packer said.
他说你知道吗?我们在牧长的带领之下,我们的灵命 继续不断的无限的在晋升晋升晋升
He said that under God's love we our spiritual life is inspired
我们在永恒中间我们继续不断的在晋升
We are growing every day
因为我们的主是无限大的我们的灵命也继续不断在永恒中晋升 你能够想象到那种的晋升
Can you think about the growth that we have when the God that we have is never ending.
如果我们能够想到的话，今天做牧者的应当再怎么样，以那柔和的爱，用牧者的方式来回应牧者在这个地方养他的，照顾他的羊。
If we can think of such a growth that we as the pastor will really think about this. And thusly serve the congregation because of God's great love, this circle of love.
这个回应,
this response,
这种的回应是爱的循环, 从神那里拿到爱, 从基督那边拿到爱, 再回到怎么样, 会众那边, 继续不断地在循环。
This kind of love is a love that is from love, from God, and We love him back, and in response, this love circle will not end.
在神学院里面，我有一个老师叫 Richard Gavin.
In my seminary, there is a teacher. His name is Richard Gavin.
他讲到大牧人那种爱影响到牧者的爱的时候，他叫 Love evokes love, 爱激发起来.
He talks about this kind of love as love evokes love.
爱先发生，神先发生。
Love comes from God comes first.
爱被人经历到了，这是恩典。
Then people experience this love.
爱又回转到神的基督的面前。
And in response, we love God back.
如何对待你的会众？
How should you treat your congregation?
答案是以活泼的灵命带领会众。
An answer would be to leave the church by a lively spirit
以尽责的态度牧养会众,
and to nurture the church with your utmost devotion
以柔和的爱心服侍会众,
and to love the congregation with a gentle, loving heart.
用一句话来说,
I'll say one thing.
按神的旨意跟托付,
using God's great calling for us to do His will,
甘心乐意牧养羊群
that we willingly serve in our flock
这样的人必得神的赏赐
this type of person will eventually will of course receive God's glory
也就是用牧长爱我们的那种爱来牧养你的教会
we need to use the love that the chief shepherd has for us to nurture our church
求主让这个信息不但深深地在我们的普传道、普师母的心中。
I believe this message should be now well within Pastor Paul and Beatrice's heart.
也让我们所有的会众知道，做牧者的会有脸锐。
But also, you will also know that all of us, the pastors, will have tears.
当你知道他已经尽责任的时候，
When you know that he had did his utmost,
你应当成为他的鼓励。
You can become his encouragement.
你应当成为他的帮助。
You can become his help.
也同样的，今天的信息帮助我们所有的会众。
And I hope today's message will also help all this in the congregation.
让你跟我做一个小牧人。
That we all need to be a little pastors.
让牧长主耶稣基督给你的恩典。
Make the great shepherd's blessings on us.
成为使你做一个小牧人来牧养，他所指定你周围的人。
that we become that shepherd for those that are around us. Let us bow our head.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, our God, we thank you.
在今天你要安立你自己所拣选的仆人，普建明传道的时候。
Today we are here to ordain the Pastor Paul.
我们感谢你，你在创世之前已经拣选的他成为你的仆人。
We thank you for before the creation of this world that you have predetermined to have Pastor Paul to come before you.
就加给他一个跟随你的心，火热的心。
May you add to him a spirit of a fiery spirit to follow you.
尽上他的职责。
To do his duty with the utmost devotion.
你让他知道你将要抹干他所有的眼泪。
And that you can wipe away all his tears.
当你显现的时候，主，我们就继续不断的要敬拜你、赞美你。
When you come to us again, we will continue to worship you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督。May
you hear our prayers.
This program is produced by Grace Chung Pastor Paul.